Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 to the hour. Thanks for being here. Jim Blasingame, I am a small business advocate. My website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Doug Weed is our guest, a great patriot, a great reporter, a great historian. He's been covering Washington politics and presidents for decades. He's written over 30 books, including his new one, Inside Trump's White House, The Real Story Behind His Presidency. Doug, when I observed what happened after the election, the way things changed, the way things shifted so fast, and now that we hear things that are coming out about Mark Zuckerberg's involvement in the election, it made me feel that in this election, all the forces that would be against President Trump weren't just out there on their own, but they sort of coalesced into what I'm calling the machine. How far off am I on that?
Well, I don't think you're far off at all. People make fun of conspiracies, but of course conspiracies exist. We wouldn't have the word if nobody know what you were talking about.
Right, right.
If otherwise, and ask Julius Caesar whether conspiracies exist.
I mean,
we know that Nazi leaders met outside of Berlin at Lake Wannsee, and they had this big summit, and they sat down and they settled the final solution, the Jewish question. If the Germans had won World War II, nobody would ever know about it. In history, it would have been non-existent. People
right.
would have made fun of it if it had been said out loud, because it's so preposterous, so far-fetched that people would sit down and plot the extermination of the entire race.
Isn't that the key to their success? I've been saying for a long time, if you want to get away with something, do something so ridiculous, so unbelievable that people would say, that could never happen, and yet it did.
Yeah, it did. And when I visit the former Soviet Union, I had a translator. She taught English to the elite in the Soviet Union, to the highest generals, and so she hosted guests that would tour the Soviet Union. And fascinating story, she told me that one day in the middle of the Soviet Union, she was giving a tour, and she was up north at one of the, they didn't call them concentration camps, one of the gulags, and the host that was there, she was translating to the guest, said, in this hole, and he looked down into a hole in the dirt, in the earth. He said, in this hole, the last Cossack lived and died in this hole with his own urine and his own waste. My translator, who's a very brilliant woman, said, what's a Cossack? She didn't know what a Cossack was because that had been wiped out of history. And today, the children in the Ukraine are rediscovering Cossacks. It's all over television. It's like American Westerns. They can't get enough of it.
Right.
And the parents say, oh, I don't believe that. That never happened. There were never Cossacks. Because they believe the lie that it's been wiped out of history.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's
what we have to look forward to.
Well, I think some of that's already happening with our education system, where our children have gotten an idea about our economic system being a bad system. When you keep bringing up,
Jim, that's right. But the point I was making is that it worked. This was a brilliant woman that didn't know Cossacks even existed, and it was a rich part of their history. So very brilliant people. We think, I'll always know the truth. I'll always keep my faith. good luck.
Well, I've got a comparable story. I've got a friend of mine is the entrepreneur in residence at a major top 10 school in the country, and he teaches entrepreneurial freshmen who are coming into college to be entrepreneurs. They're taking that curriculum, going to graduate with an entrepreneur degree, and they show up in his class first semester, and he asked them, what do you think about the concept of profit? And year after year, his young people are saying 70 to 80% profit is a bad thing. Now, that's comparable, in my opinion, to what you're talking about. So you keep bringing up Soviets and the Nazis. Somehow that's you're in this today, that's making you think of that. Why is that?
Well, the censorship is just everywhere. It's in spell check. And I know I'm old enough to know that at one time you could type in certain theological terms and it would be spell check. Now it's consciously eliminated. You can misspell a theological word and they won't even correct it. They're teaching us to get away from that. My daughter can see the number of people on YouTube that have watched her video, and 3 hours later, the number will be decreased.
Yes.
Well, they used to throttle and shadow ban. Now they just go right in and manually manipulate the numbers.
Yeah.
And when there's a major news story, I'll type it into YouTube to see it. It'll say it has 2,000 views, and you know it's got to have 2 million views.
Right. Well, look at the Hunter Biden. The mainstream media had zero reports on the Hunter Biden thing prior to the election. Zero. Why would that not be something you would report? I mean, they had the laptop. It was certified. And so anyway, last thoughts. Wrap this up for us. What do you think?
Well, the triumph of the individual. We're Western civilization. In communism, it's the will of the community. In Western civilization, it's the whole world. It's not worth a single life. That's Christianity, Judaism.
Sure.
That's the West. And that's what we're going to have to cling to survive.
When we come back, I'm going to ask Doug, is it going to be a revolution? 10-2.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.